On this Monday afternoon that has seen the National Hockey League trade deadline come and go, the Bruins making a couple of moves with more on that and a look ahead to the rest of the season and what the Bees prospects are. We're joined on the phone by Mike McCauley of AlongTheBoards.com and the Hockey Writers. Mike, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well, Rich. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing pretty well, trying to piece this all together, figure out what it all means, but I'm leaning on you for guidance here. Let's start with the first move we heard about, and that's the pickup of what seems to be a pretty talented young right winger in Brett Connolly.
Yeah, I really like this move a lot. Brett Connolly isn't someone that was necessarily on the Bruins' radar as far as, leading up to the days. It's not a name that you really heard too much about. You heard about the Chris Stewarts, the Eric Cole, and so on and so forth. Brett Connolly was drafted by Tampa, sixth overall, four picks after Tyler Seguin in 2010. Really good-sized winger. He's got a good shot. And he's definitely someone that can make an impact in the top nine this year. He's a restricted free agent at the end of the season, but he's definitely someone that probably will be back. He's definitely more than a rental. And the price was steep, giving up two second-rounders for him. So you essentially traded Johnny Boychuk for Brett Connolly. Mm. That's essentially the same exact trade. So yeah, I mean, that was a good deal. I think that's that was definitely a smart way to start up the day.
Now, the other deal that we're hearing about, and some of the details are just coming in right now, the Bruins make a deal with the Avalanche, and it looks like they're sending Jordan Caron along with a 2016 draft pick. They get a veteran center in Maxim Talbot and pick up Paul Carey as well. How do you size up that one?
Yeah, so more and more details of this trade is actually just coming through right now. And right before I jumped on, it just came out. Peter Chiarelli came out and said that the Avalanche are going to be retaining half of Max Talbot's salary. He is signed for next season as well. He was going to be carrying a $1.8 million cap hit. So because of that, $900,000 would be his salary for next year, which makes the deal a little bit easier to swallow. Because I think one of the biggest issues I had with that deal was that you didn't want to bring on a guy that had a lot of term. And Talbot was signed for another year. He's not the fastest guy, and that was something that the Bruins needed was speed at the deadline. And Talbot really doesn't bring that. However, he does bring a very strong presence to the locker room. Chiarelli just said earlier he's a good glue guy. And I think that's a great way to describe him, where he's going to be able to play that left wing center position on the third and fourth line, kind of move him up between those two spots. And, with Craig Cunningham getting waived and claimed by the Coyotes earlier in the day, Max Talbot's probably going to be the pick to be the fourth line center for the Bruins next year. And, at the cap, at that salary cap hit, that's not a terrible value. I think that makes the trade a little bit easier to swallow. And, at the end of the day, they got something for Jordan Caron, where that was a player that a lot of people didn't think had value, and turns out that he does. So, good deal. I think Paul Carey, and he's just going to be going right to Providence in the AHL, but former BC Eagle, play center. He's another guy, fast, quick guy, in a depth role, in a pinch. Could he play in Boston? Sure. I don't see that happening this year, though.
So it's a little early to do a detailed analysis of this, but upon first read, do you feel like the Bruins did about as well as they could, given some of the financial constraints?
Yes and no. I think adding Brett Connolly is that was a good move, and Talbot, for what it's worth, is a decent move. But I think the biggest error here is the Bruins did not add a defenseman, and that's something that they needed to do. So not a completely successful trade deadline in that sense. Along with adding a scorer, adding a defenseman, that a stay at home guy who's able to, block shots and really be a defenseman. I think that was the biggest concern going into the deadline, and they did not get that guy. So going forward, the six defensemen you see in Boston right now, those are the guys. So I think definitely that's something you want to keep in mind going forward.
So if things don't go well for the Bruins, if it's a short postseason runner, or goodness, even if they don't make it at all, does this put even more heat on Peter Chiarelli?
I'd like to think it shouldn't, but I think it will. The Bruins were kind of in an interesting situation, I think, going into today, where they could have been either buyers or sellers, and they could have went forward and said, all right, Krejci's hurt. This is the team that we're going to have, and if we're able to make the playoffs, great. If not, it's because our number one center isn't in the lineup. Once the Connolly trade was made, I think that's when things sort of shifted to, okay, the Bruins are now in a buy mode. They're going to be aggressive buying, and that's kind of where it stopped. So Peter Chiarelli is still kind of in the middle of things, and I think he needed to pick a side. So, you know, I do think the pressure is on him to succeed. Charlie Jacobs has come out and said it before. Cam Neely has said it as well. So if the Bruins do not make the playoffs, then yeah, this is likely going to be Chiarelli's last season. And that's what the reports are saying. You know, I think the guy deserves another shot next season as well, just to kind of prove that this season wasn't an anomaly or anything like that. But, yeah, I would expect that Chiarelli's definitely going to be on the hot seat. If he's not let go this year, then to start the season, definitely.
Sure. Now, if that were to happen, does he take the coach with him?
You know, Julian's always been a Chiarelli guy. That's the guy he handpicked. I don't think they would let go of both of them at the same time. You know, and that's mainly because the system that they built here in Boston took so long to establish, and it is a successful system, and it is a system that they've won using before. So I don't know if they would replace both of them. But on the other side of that, if they were to bring in a new general manager, that person's going to want his own guy as a coach. And whether that's Julian or whether that's bringing in another person, it's tough to say. And this is why, like, you know, the Bruins have a decent core still. They still have Tuukka Rask. They still have Bergeron. You know, Dougie Hamilton's slowly taking over that Zdeno Chara role. And I think going forward, that's kind of the core they want to keep pushing. And I think if you were to let go of Chiarelli and Julian, that's going to set them back a few steps. And that's not something that the Bruins are ready to do right now with those guys in their prime.
We're talking Bruins hockey with Mike McCauley of the Hockey Writers and Along the Boards here on Downtown. It seems, Mike, like this team just got old very quickly.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I think Char took a very big step back, and you know, you don't realize the guy's 38 years old, and it's, you know, for a hockey player, that's definitely older, and he's not a number one guy anymore. He's still a top defenseman, sure, but the role that he needs to be playing on the Bruins to be that shutdown guy, that guy that opponents are scared of playing, that's not him anymore. And, you know, will it be Dougie Hamilton someday? Maybe. That's not happening right now. And, you know, you look at Dennis Seidenberg, too, and he's another guy who very well could be traded in the offseason. He was signed to a 4-year deal last year, and he got hurt. He tore his MCL, ACL, one of those two. It shows he lost a step this year. He's just not the same player. And I think losing both of those two guys who are, you know, that was a top pair when the Bruins had their run in 2011 and 2013. Chara and Seidenberg, that was the pair they put forward to play against the Sidney Crosbys or the Steven Stamkoses of the world. So losing that, it's very evident. And, you know, other teams are starting to take advantage of the Bruins because of that. So, you know, I don't necessarily think the offense got old. I think they still have a pretty young offense. But the defense, it's very obvious that they're just much slower and they've lost a step.
So do these deadline moves, Mike, make them a noticeably better team going forward for the rest of this season?
It's tough to say. You know, if Connolly can produce, I think that's going to be helpful. But I think the team they have right now, even, you know, if you take away Connolly and you take away Talbot, but before the deadline, I thought this is a team that, yes, still can make the playoffs. So hopefully Connolly is able to help. You know, they got him for two picks. They really didn't lose a roster person, you know, aside from Jordan Caron. And, you know, you replace him with someone like a Max Talbot. I think that's an upgrade. So it's tough to say it made them better. I think maybe on offense, maybe a little bit better. But defense was really where they needed to improve, and they weren't able to get anyone. So it's tough to say as a team overall that they're going to be better.
Mike McCauley, the Hockey Writers, alongtheboards.com, giving us the latest on the Bruins' deadline deals this afternoon. A couple of moves for the Bees as they go forward. And it's nice that you can get harassed on Twitter about coming on our show from Mike Hurley, too.
Yeah, Mike and I go way back from the last few seasons covering the Bruins together. So anytime anytime we kind of razz one another, it usually happens either at the press box of the Bruins, and we play some hockey together, too, on the outside. So he might be able to get me on Twitter, but I think I always got him on the ice.
Oh, I have no doubt at all. He's lost his step, too. No question.
That's very true.
Thanks, Mike. We'll talk with you again soon.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.
That's Mike McCauley, Bruins Talk on Downtown.